Welcome to this episode of Mercy Can't Stop Her. I am your host, Judith Cambia Obatusa, J-K-O. We have been talking about activating the shield of faith to thrive through chaos. And in the last three episodes, we interviewed three women, including yours truly, about the role of faith and the 2024 Healing the Heart Retreat in Tobago. A link to sign up for the retreat will be in the show notes of this episode. I will encourage you to check out the retreat link and the links to the three episodes as well. They will be in the show notes too. On today's episode, we will be exploring how three women in Bible times defy the odds and thrive through chaos by activating the shield of faith, activating their own shield of faith, because we all have one. But before we delve into these stories, I want to take a moment to reflect on the power of faith in the middle of life's storms. We've all faced moments of turmoil, uncertainty, despair, heartbreak, and many other adjectives to describe these challenges that we have encountered. Whether it's the loss of a loved one, either through death or divorce, or separation or estrangement, financial struggles, health challenges, or any other personal setback, chaos has a way of knocking us off balance. And for some of us, it's like an ongoing, endless time of challenges. Yet, despite the period, whether short or long, it is precisely in those moments that we need an unyielding confidence in something beyond ourselves. Because if I tell you, if it were left to us or even to me from my experience, I don't think I can stand. And many people we've talked to on this podcast and women that have shared their stories with us, they have to believe in something beyond themselves. The confidence has to be beyond just themselves. So faith is that unwavering trust. It is the anchor that steadies us when life's waves threaten to engulf and carry us away. When the world around us seems full of chaos and crisis, faith reminds us that there is a higher purpose at play. Like the shield of the warriors of old, faith protects us from the fiery darts of fear, doubt, and despair, enabling us to stand firm in the face of adversities. So, as we journey through this episode, let us draw inspiration from the stories of these women in the Bible. I'm going to start with Esther, who displayed courage in crisis. We're going back to ancient Persia, where Queen Esther's faith in God, her unwavering faith in God, empowered her to stand against injustice. Esther, a Jewish orphan, found herself elevated to the position of queen, seemingly by chance. Little did she know that this her divine appointment would be tested in a time of crisis. The crisis unfolded when Haman, a high-ranking official in the king's government, devised a plot to annihilate the Jewish people. So Esther's people were going to be exterminated by this plan. Esther was faced with a perilous decision to remain silent and preserve her own life, because you couldn't go and see the king without him calling for you, or to step into the unknown, risking everything for the sake of her people. This was a pivotal moment of faith, especially when her cousin Mordecai, who raised her, urged her to use her position to intervene. In a great display of courage, Esther approached the king uninvited, and this move, like I said before, could result in her death. She uttered the famous words, if you read Esther 4 verse 16, and people use it when they are talking, "If I perish, I perish," to showcase her unwavering trust. She had placed her life in the hand of God. Whatever happened, happens. The result? Esther's courage led to the exposure of Haman's plot, the salvation of her people, and a profound demonstration of God's faithfulness even when we are faced with imminent danger. Esther was faced with hatred. For some of us, we have been disliked or hated and treated badly. And in this case, this is a high-ranking official. Of course, he didn't show the king how much he hated the people of his queen, but he planned something that would take the rug, sweep the rug off her feet. And for some of us, that is what we face in life. However, we can learn from Esther. Esther's story teaches us that faith is not passive. It is a force that propels us to take bold actions, even when the odds seem insurmountable. Her triumph, Esther's triumph, shows us the transformative power of faith when we are faced with crisis. Faith takes courage. And we can see this from Esther's story. Now we're going to move on to the fields of Bethlehem, where we meet Ruth, who is filled with loyalty, and that loyalty led to her redemption from a life of poverty, and blessed many other people around her. This story of Ruth shows us the unexpected blessings that we can get when we activate our shield of faith. And it also showcases the transformative power of steadfast commitment. So we keep our word. When we keep our word, it can transform us and even others. We cannot be swayed by every wind of crisis. So it's not an excuse that we're going through a tough time, so we can just be swayed around, change our values, just do anything. Ruth was a Moabite widow who chose to accompany her mother-in-law, Naomi, back to Bethlehem, to a land she did not know, to a people she was not really familiar with, and to a faith that she did not know, she was not raised in. She came back with her mother-in-law, Naomi, after both of them became widows. Ruth's declaration, "Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge," in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16, shows us this unwavering faith and commitment. You see, faith requires that we toss our hearts into the ring even though we don't know the outcome. So, in Bethlehem, Ruth gleaned in the fields of Boaz, a distant relative. When they got back to Bethlehem, those who were close relatives did not offer to help them, did not agree to help them. And for some of us, we cannot feel that there are people who should help us and they don't help us. I actually have a blog post on this and I'm going to link it in this episode. But with faith in our Maker, we'll find that even when those who should help us refuse to help us, God will raise helpers. In this case, as Ruth gleaned in the fields of Boaz, her resilience and humility caught Boaz's attention. And this led to a beautiful love story. And also led to the redemption of Ruth and Naomi from a life of poverty and lack. So the turning point in Ruth's faith journey came during the harvest season, when she followed Naomi's guidance to approach Boaz at the threshing floor. She listened. So when we are in chaos and crisis, it is good to listen to people, to podcasts, to YouTube videos. Listen and apply knowledge that you receive, which is what happened to Ruth. She followed Naomi's guidance to approach Boaz at the threshing floor. This bold act of faith set in motion a sequence of events that would eventually lead to Ruth becoming an ancestor of King David, meaning that Ruth, a Moabite, became one of the women in the lineage of Jesus. Ruth's legacy, Ruth's story encapsulates the profound truth that faithfulness in small, seemingly mundane acts can lead to extraordinary outcomes. Her unwavering loyalty combined with a deep trust in God's ultimate providence transformed her life. And like I said before, she became an integral part of the lineage of Jesus Christ. Her legacy challenges us to embrace loyalty, demonstrate faithfulness in our relationships, and trust that God can turn our ordinary stories into extraordinary testimonies of His grace. Now, let us move to the city of Jericho, where we meet Rahab, who displayed courageous faith when she was faced, when her people were faced with adversity. Rahab was, anyway, let me keep a little bit for you. So Rahab's story begins when Joshua sent spies to scout the land of Jericho before Israel conquers them. Jericho was a strategic city and it presented a formidable challenge because of the way they had fortified themselves, even in the structure of their wall and the security around. So the spies who went to scout the land sought refuge in Rahab's house. But Rahab was no ordinary woman. She was, according to the Bible, a town harlot. She lived on the wall so men could come in and go easily. Her occupation then and even till now is often associated with societal scorn. So she was not really in the mainstream. She was ostracized more or less. But in spite of this social standing, or the societal standing. Rahab's faith in the God of Israel was unyielding. She didn't know this God, but she had heard about him and she had faith in him. She had heard of the miracles wrought by this God, how he parted the Red Sea for the Israelites, and how fear gripped the hearts of those who heard about it. So she made a daring choice to hide the Israelite spies and align herself with God's chosen people. In a pivotal moment, Rahab demonstrated her faith. And through the generations, her words that she spoke to the spies still resonates. So Rahab told the spies, "I know that the Lord has given you the land and that the terror of you has fallen upon my people." So she was so sure. That is that instinct of a woman. You know, I talk about listening to your heart. We are special women. We have knowledge. We have something inside of us that makes us get insight into things we don't even have all information about. We just know in our knower. We have a knowing in our knower about things. And we lose our knower when we allow life's chaos to completely destabilize us. And this is why we're sharing this. When we can lean on something greater than ourselves and have faith, we can rest and let our hearts be able to tell us the way forward. Of course, it's not our heart. Our heart kind of speaks, but it is the faith you have that's coming through your heart. So Rahab pleaded for protection, not just for herself, but for her family. And the spies told her to hang a scarlet cord through her window so that they can mark that place. And all her relatives that were in that house with her were saved. So that cord marked her dwelling for salvation. As the walls of Jericho crumbled, Rahab and her family were spared, a testament to how faith can transform our lives. Rahab did not care about the societal judgments, but her courage, her desire to save those that she loved, led to her being included in the lineage of Jesus Christ. She, a town harlot. So it doesn't matter what you have gone through. You can still be redeemed. It doesn't matter what people look, how people see you, how they treat you, how they believe, what they look at you and they believe all these negatives about you. Don't let that destabilize you. Look at Rahab. Her legacy echoes through scripture, reminding us that God's mercy extends to all who, like Rahab, embrace courageous faith in him, transcending circumstances and societal expectations. Esther, Ruth, and Rahab are examples of how faith can help us triumph over chaos and adversity. My prayer is that their stories have inspired us to activate our own shields of faith in the midst of life storms. Their courage, their loyalty, and unwavering trust in God serves as timeless reminders that faith is not just a belief, but the force for good that can transform our lives and even reshape our destinies. If you have been inspired by these stories and would like to deepen your faith and resilience, I would like to invite you to join us for a transformative experience in the Healing the Heart Retreat in Tobago this May. Immerse yourself in a supportive community, engage in life-changing and life-enriching discussions, and embark on a journey of self-discovery and spiritual renewal. Don't miss out on this opportunity to activate your own shield of faith and thrive through life storms. So check out the link in the show notes for more information and to reserve your spot today. Next week, we'll be taking a look at how some of the women in the world's history activated their shields of faith and forged paths of resilience and hope, despite challenges that were literally overwhelming. My sister listening, will you commit to step out in courage like Esther, to demonstrate loyalty and faithfulness like Ruth, and to refuse to be held down by shame, but instead embrace courageous faith like Rahab? If you do this, mercy won't stop you. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.